Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, B-I-G-A-N-T, back with another episode of the Connect Kicker Podcast. You guys already know the vibes. It's your boy, me and my boy, Dalton. We back, Mind Over Matter, episode 3. Feels like 40, but it's 3. If you guys are new here, we appreciate you. And if you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. Today's episode is just going to be all over the place. Freestyle. Both of us are tired, as you can tell by my voice. Long week, long weekend. We apologize for the inconvenience of the upload, but we back. Podcast Mondays. We'll see you in the episode. Peace. Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, B-I-G-A-N-T, back with another episode of the Can I Kick a Podcast. You guys already know the deal. I got my boy D with me. Say what's up to everybody, big homie.
People, what's going on, man? And woman.
He's already starting with the bullshit. Before we get started, you guys already know Kush Gang, KushGang.com. Check out my boy Zayman's shit. He's got everything, backpacks, hoodies. I seen, you know what? Hold on. I'm gonna give him the proper shout out that I need. I actually took a screenshot of this shit so I wouldn't forget. Zayman, if you hear me, I need a raise, bro. Kick it.
All that Kush Gang merch.
Coupon code KICKIT10. Get 10% off your online order. Let me pull up my gallery. He's gonna be so proud of me if he hears this. Okay, he has a single out called They Know right now. He has a music video. It's doing really good on YouTube and it's pulling in a lot of numbers. He's got shirts and merch that coincides with the release of the single. He's got t-shirts black and white. He's got hoodies black and white with the album artwork or the single artwork on there. He's also has sweatpants with the single They Know name on it, branded on it. And yeah, man, Kush Gang, same man. I'll let your boy kick it 10% off your next online order. But without further ado, Mind Over Matter episode 3. We're finally here. We had a shit ton of shit happen over the week. Me and Dalton have been talking about some stuff, or actually we've been doing stuff behind the scenes. And next week's episode, I guess, as Dalton once said it, we will all spill the beans and keep you guys updated on what's coming up, because it's kind of a big deal if you ask the both of us.
Oh my, hey bro. the amount of awes are gonna be I'm still excited for that little situation to go down and people to become knowledgeable of what's about to happen.
Yeah, we've been brainstorming and doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and we've been just incorporating a lot of stuff, the podcast side and business side. And for those of you who've been asking too, no, I'm not selling my truck anymore.
I know. Yo, the Yukon is not for sale. White Widow stays off the market.
You know what's funny? And it's funny that I start the podcast out with the Yukon, surprisingly, since we're just freestyling shit off the dome. I bought the Yukon for $7,000, and I put it online for $6,500, and then I dropped it to $6,000, and then I dropped it to $5,500, and people were just continuously lowballing me, like, out of this world. Somebody hit me up this morning and they said $2,900. I said, bro, that's my rims and tires. So
you know how it is though. People get on the internet and just do like, what's the Kelly Blue Book value, and then they come back with that bullshit, how many miles, yada yada yada.
And you know what's crazy too, Facebook Marketplace tells you the average of, you know, whatever you're trying to sell. And it was right in the middle. Like, I guess Facebook, I'm gonna call it the Facebook Kelly Blue Book, but they said the most excellent of Yukons are selling close to $7,400. So I was like, okay, so I meet you halfway. Like, he's 6'5". And then I dropped it down to 6. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, if you just scroll right after my description of what was on the Yukon, it's right there. It's a little green bar. It's right there before you get to, like, everything, like, all the real juicy details, like, my own description. So I'm like, oh, we're good then. Like, I'm actually doing people a favor. I put it 6'5". I'm saving you, like, $600. You know, give or take, like,
and that's a good little deal too. How long ago did you get that?
It's not even in, like, maybe a year and a half ago. It was just before Ziana was born.
See, imagine, so, like, in this day and age, bro, imagine getting that Yukon as, like, your first whip, you know, 16, 17 year old. $5,500, especially what you had it online. $5,500 is enough. You know what I mean? For a parent to grab that thing, especially with the rims, and be able to give it to their son or their daughter or something. Imagine getting that car when you was just getting your license, yeah,
it's
man.
It's a steal, bro. Like, the condition it's in, and, like, the interior, like, it's leather. There's no rips and tears in the leather. There's no stains on the carpet. And, you know, it needs a little TLC. That's why it's been sitting on the shelf. But, me and Jen's dad, my wife's dad, father-in-law, we were speaking yesterday, and we came to terms that we would both put our heads on it and fix it and finally get it back on the road. But other than that, the motor's strong. The 5.3 Vortec motor, V8 LS motor. People fucking, like, the people down here that are into dunks and, like, old school cars, they usually buy these motors out of these trucks or these cars, and they just throw the shell away. Like, that's how, like, a lot of them use these older trucks with these motors, because these motors just don't die. Like, they just don't die. And,
that's one of them things, you take care of it, it'll last forever.
Yeah, and it has 110,000 original. And, like I said, I drive from here to work, which is, like, 9 miles, you know, give or take. So I'm driving 18 miles a day, less than 100, like, maybe, like, less than 150 miles a week to and from work.
18 miles a day, man. Yeah,
only on the highway. Like, I
could imagine. That's sweet living right there.
I'm not racing. I'm not doing anything crazy with the Yukon. You know, it's strong. I'm not gonna be, you know, bullshitting y'all, but I got 26s on it. Who the fuck am I gonna race with 26 inch rims that are heavy as fucking God knows what? It's like I'm riding on mountains. And I'm not gonna race anybody, but, you know, for what it's worth, it was just crazy that people would sit there and lowball me, like, you know, I'm like, bro, I got it on for 6'6", and you got enough gall and testicular fortitude to come talk about in my offer up inbox 2,900. I'm like, bro, my rims are 550 a piece.
And shit, lowballing is where it's at. People got audacity.
Audacity. Big word.
Hold on. Yeah.
Fucking audacity.
Yeah, man. That's what I think was on everybody's New Year's resolution this year was, can I have more audacity? Because it's like, I was just thinking about this today. You know, people come at you so crazy anymore. They don't even have, like, a sense of respect or remorse. Not remorse. I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is. But there's, like, no
sympathy.
My grandma would call it couth. There's no couth anymore.
Okay,
like,
yes, that's old school.
So, for example, you know, you walk to, you know, you walk inside of a gas station to get gas, and you get approached by a bum on the street. Mm. The bum is going to be like, hey, man, look, I hate to bother you. I know this is going to be an inconvenience, man, but look, I'm hungry. I'm just trying to get a dollar or maybe 3/4. If you got some spare change, anything would help me, man. Mm. I'd really appreciate it. What do? You go in your pocket immediately. I mean, not everybody, I know that, but me, if they're like that, if that approach is like that,
yeah,
here's the dollar, here's another dollar, maybe all the loose change I got in the car, whatever I can do for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got people that you know for years at a time. I mean, since elementary school type shit. Not even asking how the fuck you're doing, how has your kids been, nothing. Just immediately like, hey, yeah, you ain't got like a dub $30 I can borrow for like 3-4 weeks, do you? It's the same thing with the low ball on the truck, man. It's like people come out of the blue and just think that they're
kinfolk.
Yeah, they're owed it.
Yeah.
They like you owe them something, you know what I mean? Just because it's there, you know, the vehicle alone is worth $7,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not even including the rims and the tires. People just trying to get over. That's what I'm trying to say at the end of the day. You know what I mean? They just try to get over on you and they don't really care. You know, he don't care. He don't know the situation. He's just trying to get the lowest number he can get out of you. And yeah, if you say yes, then boom, he wins.
I mean, I don't mind it sometimes. You know, let's say that I just put that shit up like a week ago. Not even like a couple of days. Not about maybe about a week. And it'd be different if I had it up there for like 3 months and I didn't get no bites. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll. You know what? Maybe I'll think about your 3,900, you know, since I'm not getting any movement, depending on if I needed it gone. Like this situation, when I had that mindset a week ago, I was like, yo, I really need the money, like right now. There's like no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know what I'm saying? But then we can talk. But, you know, it's only been a week. Nah, fam, I need top dollar. not even like a
yo, I'm gonna come at you with this price because I think it needs this kind of work, or I can see it visually got some tears on the seat. You know what I'm saying? You got something up there for $7,000, someone come at you with half that. Not even, less than half.
It's like a quarter, bro. That shit's whack. I was disrespect. Like, God, damn. Yeah, I didn't even answer him. I was like, bro, that's crazy. Like, you would even just come up
with that Birdman. Better put some respect on my name.
You know? But
you can fly away right from this deal.
Goddamn.
Hey, but now that we're live with this, I want to actually give a shout out to my man Walter. I'm not going to release his last name till he finishes his treatment, but he's officially been there for 8 days today at the treatment center in Panama City.
Shit. Let's go. Big Walter in the house, baby. 8 days? That's, hey, you know what's crazy? If you strip a human being of all of his family, all of his friends, all of his work, all of his surroundings, all of his technology for 8 days, that is a very long fucking time.
Not only that, but we had him in there paid for 30 days, and I don't know how, but he got 60 days. He's going to be in there for 90 days. So wow. He's got a long journey. You know, he's got 82 more days to go, but...
Hey, you gotta start somewhere, but that's crazy, though, man.
Yeah, shout out to him, and shout out to my old man. He's running on 4 days sober today, so he gets a big old clap, too.
Come on, Pops. Mother story, it's never too late. It's never too late. That's crazy, man. That's good, though.
Nah, it's never too late to take the leap, man.
Yeah. And it's crazy how we were just talking about him and everything the other day and, like, on the other podcast episodes and just in general, you know what I'm saying, like, with backgrounds and you know, each other's story and shit. So that's great that, you know, he found some type of, you know, motivational push in wherever the fuck it came from. You know, it takes a lot.
Oh, man, I'll tell you where it came from. I don't know if he wants me to really talk about it, but I'm going to, because it's not even, I mean, it's a lit story, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's a rock bottom, which is a good, you know, it's a good realization to come to. But he hangs out with a lot of people that got, you know, they do well for themselves. Mm-hmm. So my dad has always been like, you know, the fall guy for them, I would think, in my eyes. You know what I mean? That's what it seems like. But they were at the Hard Rock, and he got there at like on a Tuesday afternoon. This was actually of last week. So he got there Tuesday of last week, midday, left Wednesday night. In that time frame, which is like, you know, a day and a quarter, a day and a half.
Yeah.
In that time frame, he drank 4 bottles of vodka. So, you know, he's 60-something years old. You know what I mean? That just doesn't... You can't do that. It just doesn't work. And, you know, the body starts to shut down. You start to go through things that you don't realize that you're going to go through because, you know, you could handle it when you were younger.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the situation. He came... He went home and... just sick and, you know, all the stuff that comes from doing that kind of thing and having that kind of much fun. And yeah, he called me and we talked about it and he just explained how he was, you know, trying to figure out what he wanted to do, where he wanted to go. And then I went public with it through social media, and actually that got some backlash from him. He ended up regressing, like, mentally. I don't think he drank at all, because I could just tell by the way he was mad at it.
Yeah.
He definitely, that stressed him out to the point where he could have, even though it was, you know, like, so that happened Tuesday, Wednesday. We had the talk Wednesday night when he got back.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday, you know, Thursday or Friday, just this past couple of days, I think it was Friday, actually. Friday we talked, Saturday I made the post. Yeah. And so, point to that was, he's doing good. We had a little bit of a falling out because I went public with it, but I think he's seeing that, you know, there's more people that care about the situation than don't. He was more embarrassed because he's never spoke about it.
Yeah.
Never been public with it and things like that. So, he's cool. You know, he's taking it day by day. I don't know if we're going to take him in, you know, he wants to try to strong mind it.
Okay. Yeah.
He doesn't really want to go into a center because he thinks he got it. So we're going to see how that works out and plays out. Other than that, man.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, we got to remember, even though you're not a youngin' anymore, people that are older than us, especially like our parents and stuff like that, they're not real keen onto like technology. So like your post might have been out of the greatness of your heart, which I thought it was, and a lot of other people were too, due to the reception of it, because I seen people, you know, writing on it and everything like that. So like if Pops, if you get this far in the podcast, I don't even know if he listens to it, it would be great. And gives him something to listen to while he's, you know, on his journey. It's like, I don't think your son meant it in any harm. And sometimes, you know, you got to understand that there is a great side to social media, even though there's a lot of bad side. You know, there's a lot of, you know, racism and judgmental posts and subliminals, and we've all been a part of it. And, you know, a lot of the old school people, they don't understand that sometimes it could be the one of the greatest things, because you get to see somebody's life from their point of view, because the pictures are worth 1,000 words, videos are worth 1,000 words. Like, you know, I post a video of Ziana, and like I get like mad comments and mad reactions of like, oh, she's so cute, and it makes me feel good. You know, it makes me feel good. And I understand from his side of the river that it's really a personal touchy issue, but you need to understand, like,
well, the funny thing is it's kind of just like what you said, but in a weirder way, like, cuz he's so
Pops is into that.
Excuse
shit.
Excuse my lap. He's so like unattached to social media and like the internet and things like that. That so he thinks that everybody that he knows saw that. You know what I mean? He doesn't realize that you have to be a friend. Like, there's a friend request. He has there's no way to even explain this to him. He's so oblivious to the situation of what social media is that. After we talked about it, you know, it was like a more of
an understanding.
Yeah, he was more of like, okay, well, I mean, just, you know, next time we should talk about it, because I don't know if I want to go to a center and this and that. And I was like, well, look, that's not even the point of it. The point of it is that you are addressing the situation. Even if you address it and you drink the next day, dude, at least now you're talking about it. That's the first step.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
God bless the challenge, because drinking is hard. You know, drinking is very hard to stop doing, especially if you're fucking bored and you don't have, you know, like if you have a lot of time on your hands, addictions are really hard to get over. The best thing to do is stay occupied and busy. And right now that's hard for him to do. So every day is a challenge for him, I'm guessing. I haven't talked to him over the weekend. I've been a little busy, but I'm going to call him here probably tomorrow morning on my way to work and just, you know, shoot the shit with him and see how he's feeling, where his head's at. But day by day.
Yeah, man, I'm with it, dog. Shout out to Pops again, man. Like I said, like you said, it's not the easiest thing, man. And you know, especially somebody who's as old as he is. I mean, it's just like, it's now is the time. Now is the perfect time.
Yeah, Dad,
time.
You're old as dirt. If you're listening, Dad, you're old as dirt.
60's not that man. Old. It ain't that old. Now, if Pops was 89 trying to get into a center, yeah, I'd be like, you know what, Pops? You just go ahead and sit down and enjoy
hey,
that whole,
my pops
enjoy
is,
that court.
My Pops is the age he is, but my Pops be getting it in, man. I tell you that. We ain't even going to go there. I just went there, but we're just going to end it there. But yeah, shout out to my Pops, man. I appreciate his support. You know, he's always been the number one fan.
Fucking Pops. Man, my Pops is my number one fan too, man. We've been a lot closer, like probably, I want to say the last couple of years. We've gotten a lot closer. I mean, of course, when I was younger, we were close. And then, you know, adult life hits you and fucking, you know, you kind of forget everybody for a little while. And then you come back to reality and realize that, holy shit, you know what? My parents are like my fucking best friends. I mean, for some of us. Yeah, for some of us. But
a couple of years sounds like around the time Jen got pregnant. Does that have anything to do with it?
Not really. But
good, because that's always good if it's just organic, you know what I mean?
Yeah. There's been a couple of things in life that, you know, kind of brought me closer. Like, especially, like, I hate to say it, but, like, when his parents died, my grandparents died, I kind of, like, wanted to, like, try to be there more, in a sense. Like, we would start to go fishing more together. We would call each other. He would invite me to get on the boat with his friend. His neighbor across the street has a little John boat. They'd be going out down to fucking, I don't know where they go, I can't remember, but they go down and they go fishing for hours and hours and hours. And a couple of times he hit me up. He's like, hey, what are you doing this weekend, you know, fuck face? And I'm like, I'm not doing nothing much really. What was going on, Pop? You want to go fishing? You want me to teach you how to fish? I'm like, Dad, I'm 36, I know how to fish now. And then ironically too, every time that me and him go fish, even if it's on or off the boat, this motherfucker always outfishes me, bro. I've only outfished him one time because I took him to my spot, and then the other spots that I took him that I knew outfished me every time. 6 fish to 1, 5 fish to 2, all type of shit. I'm
damn.
Like, yeah, he's good. He's a good fisherman. And what's crazy is as long as I've known him and fished with him, he's only used two type of lures. He uses a fucking jerk bait and a plastic worm. And those are two.
See, he's probably got that wrist movement that's like no
he's
other.
Got the,
you know what
he's
I mean?
Got the fucking technique, because those are two lures that I will never, ever, ever, ever fucking use. I use,
yeah, they're pretty basic.
Yeah, but it's just like, I never were like, yeah, let me put on this jerk bait and just, you know, fucking. Yeah, I never say that shit. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, the lure is cool as shit. Like, you know, the whole process of using a jerk bait, you know, twitch, 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 reel, twitch, twitch, twitch. It's cool. I get it. And then the worm is the most boring lure ever created, but it's one of the most successful. So, like, my dad's catching, like, mad fish. And I'm, like, over here with, like, a, you know, top water or swim bait or something that, you know, it's got some action and some movement that, you know, kind of, like, fishes for me. Like, it does the lure job for me, a spinner bait or something like that. And there's times where we go out there and he just completely shits on me, bro. Like, 8 fish to 2. And my dad, if anybody knows my dad, Big Daddy Dan, he loves to talk shit. So, like, we'll get to the canal or the lake or whatever, and we'll separate. Yeah, Dad, you go that way, I'm going to go this way. We'll come back or whatever. So, like, we'll separate. We'll go, like, 20, 30 feet, and then all of a sudden you hear in the background, yeah, bitch. I'm like, what the fuck? I turn around. He's got a fish in his hand. 10, 15 minutes go by. Yeah, motherfucker. I look back. He's even farther, but he's got another fish in his hand. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm over here skunking it, bro, but. Yeah,
it's
but
that experience, man.
Yeah, he's a hell of a fisherman, bro. But my
he's got years over you, dude.
Oh my god, dog! I can't wait for you to meet him, dog. Because he's
how old your pops?
How old?
Yeah.
Oh damn, he's gonna kill me if I don't get this right. I think he's 50, 58, 59. Oh, he's gonna kick
okay,
my ass.
So he's still on the early side of it. You know what I mean?
It's going to be, you know what? I'm going to be upset if it's 61. Wow, I really can't put a number on it.
My dad's exact age right now.
You know
not
what?
On the spot.
You know what? Let me
not
see.
Not without it. Taking too long and wasting airtime. You know what I mean?
Oh shit! It's 10. It's 10:30. I was gonna try to text my mom, but she's probably sleeping right now. I want to say, you know what? I want to say 61.
So he's between 50 and 100.
Yeah, because my mom hasn't hit 60 yet, so I know for a fact that he's already been over that. Let me see if my sister's up.
Hold on. Okay, so he's between 50 and 100. Your mom is still 33.
Yeah, my mom's 21.
21. Okay, she's just able to get cigarettes. I'm proud of her.
I can't tell. Look, my sister. I just texted my sister. How old is dad? And she wrote back 61 with a question mark. So we're both fucked up. Dad, if you get this wrong in the podcast, bro, I apologize. I'm a fucking piece of shit. Because I can't remember.
Man, hey, shout out to your sister for being quick with the response, dude. Damn.
Yeah, quick. And she's like, I said LOL. She said, why? I'm keeping this in the podcast, too. I'm on my podcast.
Yeah, she could be our Jamie right now. Hey, Google how many inches are in a mile.
I'm on my podcast and I couldn't remember. LOL. She's going to die. But either way, yes, 61. I hope it's 61. I think it's 61, Pops, if my memory's correct. She said, wow, LOL. I'm horrible, I know.
Did she just said it was 61. Why are you questioning yourself? She just said it was.
I don't know, dog, because she wrote this question. She's not even sure. She's making me feel like I'm an asshole.
Oh, she's like 61?
Yeah, with a question mark, dude. She's like 61? And I'm like, LOL. She's like, why? I was like, I'm on my podcast. I don't remember. She's like, wow. I was like, I'm horrible, I know, but thank you. But either way, yes, Pops is legit, and he's cool too, man. Like, I haven't really spoke to you about my Pops, man. This motherfucker has a fucking 5.0 Mustang. What's the company? He's gonna kick my ass about this one too. Is it like Roche, I think? You know about cars, right?
Fuck no. I know about RVs.
Oh my, yeah, that is true. Hold on, let me Google this. Mustang 5.0. I think it's called Roche. I'm not sure.
Roche. I know when I was growing up, I had Roches.
Yeah, we all had Roches. Yeah, I think this.
Yeah,
is,
yeah.
I think it's called a Roche.
There was a movie back in the day called Joe's Apartment, man. I don't know if you've fucking ever seen that movie. It was about a dude that lived with a bunch of talking roaches, man.
Okay. So it's Roush. I don't know if it's Roche or Roche. But anyways, the Mustang is clocking out like 750 horsepower, right?
Damn.
Yeah. It's like one of the meanest cars he's ever had. Before that was a 25th anniversary GT 1999. It was a yellow one. Everybody knew it on the block. He had dropped a supercharger in it, redid his exhaust and his headers. It was super fucking loud, super fucking fast. That one had like 500 horses. And he recently just got this one, like maybe like almost 2 years ago. And my dad is 61. We're going to say you're 61, Dad. My dad is 61. He literally goes around and tries to find teenagers and Beamers and Hellcats and shit. And races them on Griffin Road, 441.
Hey, the towers. Does he go out to the towers?
Oh, man, we haven't
Sheridan?
Been. I don't even know if that's still a thing, bro. I haven't heard anybody
is it
say,
not a thing,
dude,
man?
You just dug up a fossil.
Yeah, man. Did I just hit a core memory for you?
Dude, you just, oh, man. But let's put that on hold. But he goes around and he, I don't know if I should be saying this, but yeah, he goes around any races, you know, and he like.
Legally, look, of course, though. Yeah, legally yeah, on yeah, with, yeah. yeah.
Daytona 500 track. Yeah, he's got that. And,
I remember
and,
seeing the pass.
He goes to this bar. He goes to this bar, and it's called Cagney's in Fort Lauderdale. I work in Fort Lauderdale, so I know exactly where he goes. And he goes and he sees like these bands that that do like covers and shit, like heavy hardcore fucking metal bands. And he's just living his life, bro. It's funny as shit, dog. He's got a broke back. Can barely move some days, but he gets up and he goes there every Friday, bro. It's the funniest shit.
Is he
shit
still
in the
with
world.
Your mom?
Yeah, he's still with my mom. Yeah, they're still together.
Oh man, did she go with him?
Fuck no, my mom hates it. My mom doesn't like rock and roll like that. So he usually goes by himself. And he's been begging me to go. I might have to go one of these nights. And he goes there, sure. And he has a fucking blast, man. He, you know, he drinks a little bit, gets a little buzz, and then he just rocks out. And then every weekend he's telling me, man, they had a fucking killer band on Friday. Oh my god, fucking Iron Maiden and fucking Judas Priest and fucking AC/DC. Oh my god, it was the greatest. And I got shit faced.
Dropping some names now.
Yeah, he's all into those old school hardcore like metal bands and Hairspray bands and shit like that. So the people that go there, they do covers, so they sound like them and shit. Some of them actually like dress up and shit. Like they look like the actual fucking people and stuff. And he just has a fucking blast, man. But Pops is legit, bro. He's fucking legit.
Shout out to all the pops is out there doing their thing.
For sure, man, for sure.
So he's a big car guy then, huh?
Yeah, he's always had nice cars, bro. Even when I was growing up, like when I was a kid, he had an all black Trans Am with the fucking sunroof. And a lot of you people that grew up with me know what I'm about to say next. He had a 1986 Buick Regal Florida Marlin Teal. With T-tops, bro. It was the cleanest fucking Regal I've ever seen. And he ended up selling it to a crackhead and wrecked it in 2 weeks. I was so mad.
He sold it to a crackhead?
Well, he wasn't a crackhead at the time. He was our neighbor. But then he ended up being a fucking druggie down the road. And
I was gonna say, why the fuck did you
But I was like, I was 15 turning 16. I was like, yo, dog, I'll go get a job. I'll save up money. You know, back then I was like, I'll give you $500. That's all I got. And that was like, oh, you know, dad gave me the run around. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to sell it or not. And I came home one day from school and it was gone. I was heartbroken. And then boom, dog, 2 weeks later, it's like a month. I was like, where's the car? And then he was like, oh, it wrecked it, bro. It's gone, man. It's gone. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I fucking read my dad's ass for like a whole week, bro. I was like, see what you could have gave it to your son. And you said, you give it to this guy. And he destroys it. But it was like the cleanest fucking Buick Regal I've ever seen. With the T-tops, bro. The T-tops you had to take off manually with the clips. It had the little two hangers on the side. You had to pull those clips to take the glass off, bro.
Damn, that shit is old school.
86. I was just born.
Pimp status.
I was just born in 86, bro. It was clean, man. It was clean. Then, obviously, of course, he had the yellow GT. And then he just recently got this one. And then, of course, you know, he always hooks my mom's up. My mom leases, so she's always had, like, a nice, like, SUV or, like, sedan or something like that. So, you know, my mom's had, like, nice Kia SUVs, Lexuses, GS350s, big bodies. I'm not bragging, but, you know, my dad always hooked my mom up. And
I ain't tooting my horn, but toot-toot.
You know, dad works hard for it. You know, dad's been an electrician for fucking like 40 years, dude. Like, he started off on a private contractor in his 30s when I was little. And then he got with the city, like, I want to say 17 years ago. And he's the head electrician over there at Lauderhill. And
man, that's a one hell of a job, dude.
Yeah, he had
to be an electrician. You can make some good money.
He had to buzz his ass. He had to take them damn classes. I still remember it like it was yesterday. He was busting his ass and spending $250 here, $500 here, and studying and shit. There was a time where I didn't even see my dad at all. He was just always in the damn books, you know.
Yeah, that's worth it. That's a big payout job, dude. Especially if you get in like good with. But he's got a city job or whatever. That's money in the bank, and then you can do a bunch of side stuff, you know. Legally, of course. On the books.
but he's always been doing all types of shit, man. But he's just a cool ass dude, bro. He's just super fucking cool, man. I want to be like you when I grow up, Dad. Even though I'm already grown up.
He's a big kid now.
We both are.
It's a fact, man.
We both are, man.
I've been thinking about a lot lately about doing kid shit again, like going back to, you know, when you jumped in a bounce house and stuff like that. You know, you don't see grown-ups doing anything to make them smile anymore. They just be getting their heads in their phone and getting angry because someone made a post about someone that they might know.
Mm.
Trying to rent a big ass bounce house, fill it full of foam and bubbles, and just have a day out of it. That's really what I want to do here in my town, actually. All jokes aside, actually going to set this up is there's a bounce house company that I'm about to kind of collaborate with and do a bunch of food, and they're going to supply two bounce houses. We're going to do it here at the local park and do a back to school bash and give out backpacks and a bunch of school supplies for, you know, if people need it. I don't know, kids that can't afford it, things like that. So we'll probably do like 100 backpacks filled with different school supplies, pencils, glue sticks, whatever the case may be. I don't have the fucking list, bro. My wife does, but yeah, we're gonna do it this year for the first time and probably get that going as like a every year thing. And I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm happy to be able to set it up too. We'll talk about that off air. Probably get a flyer going or something for that.
Nice. But
it's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be an opportunity for everyone to come out and enjoy some free food and see some kids smile right before school. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's stressful.
Yeah, that's
these
another
jitterbugs that's, be giving it their all.
Yeah, that's another thing too, man. Every year you gotta turn around and buy new shit. I'm like, bro, that's a lot of money.
You know what's crazy? And the older they get, the more they grow, the more expensive the clothes get. It's like, I get they're using more fabric to make it, but why do I gotta pay for that? You know what I mean? I don't understand.
You gotta hope and pray that they don't want like top notch name brand stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta let them. Hey, we're gonna go to Target. We're just gonna go buy the necessary stuff.
Yeah, we go
need.
To Target, and then you know what happens when we go to Target? On my life, I don't want it. Or they'll pick some shit out, and then as soon as they wear it, be like, this doesn't fit me right. Mm. So then we go and get the shit they want, and all of a sudden, it fits them right. The same exact length, the same waist size. My kids are bougie, man. They like what they like. And that's my fault. You know, I done turned them into little monsters, but they aren't greedy. You know what I mean? Like, they aren't, they don't expect it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do give them the better end of the things because it lasts longer, too. I mean, you could take them to Walmart and get some clothes that look probably similar to Old Navy or, you know, a little higher end of a place for kids. Mm-hmm. But the shit from Walmart, it's going to fade quicker.
Yeah, you get what you pay for. The
threads are going to come loose, you know what I mean? Yeah, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
It might be a little more expensive. I know that, but it's worth it if I don't have to keep spending money on clothes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You'll get that with Ziana. She's growing. She's going to start growing fast here in the next year, man. And you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Bro,
I just bought that. How come she's not wearing
it? You want to talk about a trippy moment. The other day we was at my mom's house. And we forgot to pack diapers in a diaper bag, I think. And she had, you know, went to the bathroom. So my wife, Jen, went in the bag. And she's like, oh, we don't have any more diapers. So she asked my mom, like, does my sister have any diapers? She's like, no, you know, Jada wears pull-ups. So I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, well, I'll just go home and get some then. You know, I live around the corner. She's like, no, try the pull-up on me. It might fit her. I'm like, what the hell you mean it might fit her? Remind you, my niece is turning 3, right? Her pull-ups are like 3T. Tell me how we put this damn pull-up on my baby, this 1-year-old, 13-month-year-old, and it fit. It fucking fit. I'm looking at her like,
because ZZ got that thickness, man. She a little chunky monkey.
She gets it from her mama, dog. I'm like, dog, how the fuck do you fit in this shit? Like, it's 3T.
Y'all both tiny, so I don't know where she gets it from. It's funny.
She gets it from her mom. Mom thinking
that's
sticker,
what
man.
All the dads say.
I mean, dad's got,
you
know, no
you
homo.
You just be working. You just be working, man. If you wasn't working, you'd probably be a blimp.
I mean, no homo, but I've always had big thighs because I did sports, you know? I played baseball for 18 years, and then, you know, in and out of my gym days, I used to play a lot of basketball. Shout out to my cousin Josh. Shout out to Brandon and Grandpa and Charles and everybody out there. You know, LA Fitness.
Hey, I got a cousin named Josh too. Fuck that motherfucker though, right now. If he listens to this, he knows why.
No hostility.
Where's that beep? Hey, where's that beep button at? No. F that mother effing.
Hold on. You're talking about Josh, the one that, and then he went over there and did, and then the, then he came back and was that mother.
And hey, I never met a Josh that I liked, dude. I can tell you that.
Nah, my cousin's cool as hell. Shout out.
Is mine. He just, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, shout out to all the Joshes out there that aren't being dickheads at this very moment.
I mean, everybody has their days, and sometimes they have their eras where they're hard-headed. But at the end of the day, you know, sometimes, I mean.
Is that, hey, by the way, is that why they call you Big Ant? Is it just because of the thighs?
Oh, you have to ask my wife. Oh.
Oh, shit. Beow, 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 beow.
I, you know, it's funny. You know what? I'm gonna have to ask him. I can't remember, but I'm gonna have to ask him. We both know Mike Myers.
Oh, that's brethren right there.
Dog, I can't wait to get him on the podcast because we have so many fucking stories, bro. I believe back in the day. It was Myers who gave me the title Big Ant, and then everybody just started saying it in the neighborhood, and then that was it. And then like from like when I was like 15 or 16, it just always stuck. Everywhere I went, everybody that I knew, everybody that that just addressed me, oh, you Big Ant, and then my rap name was Big Ant. I'm on the podcast as Big Ant. It just stuck with me. I have emails that have Big Ant in it still to this day. 36 years old. I'm using an AOL email that has Big Ant in it. My screen name for AOL was fucking Big Ant. You know, like everything was just Big Ant. But I think it was Myers. I have to ask him, but I think it was Myers back in the day. Way, way back in the day when we were fucking little. And he just called me Big Ant. And that just, we just ran with it, bro. Ran with it.
It's cool because it's like it's an oxymoron, you know what I mean? Big ant. Ants aren't normally big, so that's what I was thinking. Is it's just because of the thighs?
Well, I mean, like I said, I've always played sports, so I've always been well distributed downstairs. You feel me,
man?
But other than that, yeah, I think it was my. You know what?
You said ask my wife, bro. It's not even fair because she wears glasses.
You know what's funny, so. Dog? Wait a minute. Let me see. Oh, it doesn't have it. I was going to say, I think.
Yeah, see, that's what you're looking between your legs right now. Let me see. Yep.
No. I was going to see if WhatsApp can let me add a call, and I was going to call him.
Oh, fuck, that would be dope.
That would have been dope. Let me see real quick.
He just got back from
Virginia.
West Virginia or some shit.
Yeah, one of the Virginias. We were talking about that shit. I was like, yo, that's wild, B. I was like, chase your dreams, though, dude. Fuck that. Don't let anybody
say. This motherfucker came out of left field with it. I ain't even going to spin.
Yeah, I'm looking.
It's a random ass dude.
I'm looking on his stories. I'm like, I'm used to seeing like construction and shit because that's what he does. And then I'm like, this nigga on the plane. I'm like, where are you going? The fuck? Next thing you know, I was like, oh, that's why you're there. And then I was like, oh, okay, that's why you're really there. And then I seen him, he was building shit. And I was like, look at this man building stuff and being a home daddy and shit. I was like, look at this motherfucker here. Let me see if this works. Hopefully it doesn't disconnect you, but let me see if this works. Nah, it's grayed out. You piece of shit. See, if I would have called you, on the regular phone, on the regular iPhone call, I could have done it, dude. That's ass cheeks, bro.
Wait, are you talking about the bottom right of the WhatsApp thing?
Yeah, it says merge call, but it won't let me merge it. You piece of shit. Wait a minute. There's a plus up here. I'm leaving all this shit in, too. I don't care. I love you guys. If you made it this far on the podcast, I know we're just rambling for the last 45 minutes.
But, it's been smooth as eggs, though.
It has. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Okay. I might be able to. I'm trying to see. Okay. Hold on. Just bear with me, people. I'm still trying to learn how to use this app, apparently, even though it's been out for fucking 100 years. Let me see.
This is the side bitch app, bro. Remember what Kick was? This is what Kick used to be.
Facts. Let me see.
I just use this shit for business. And this podcast. Shout out to the Can I Kick It podcast and the Mind Over Matter segment on the Can I Kick It podcast. Brought to you every Monday or Friday, depending on when the fuck we want to do it.
Usually we drop Fridays and Mondays, but the way life is set up the last couple weeks, man, we're just trying to get you guys anything and everything. Let me see. No, I saved the contact under there. Let me see if it pops up. Because if it pops up and I can call this kid, it's gonna be a wrap.
It's gonna be another hour.
Oh, I hope not, bro. All right, let me see. Let me see.
Nah, what time is 10:48? He's sleeping, bro. I promise you that.
He ain't sleep, bro. He ain't sleep.
He's sucking his. The man been on a plane all day.
I don't. You know what's funny? I don't think he has WhatsApp because
that man. Hey, that man been on the plane all day putting LOLZ.
LOLZ. The only dude in the world still typing like we on MySpace. Shout out Mike, dog.
Hey, that man is out of control. Could whoop a motherfucker that tribe about it too.
Bro, we have so many fight stories, dog. You know what? That might be next week, bro. That might be. I'm going to get him on here. We're just going to three-way it, and we're just going to talk shit. That dude, I think you guys underestimate how many stories we have of just doing the most randomest, dumbest shit together. Yeah, I don't think he has WhatsApp, bro. It's not even showing up on my WhatsApp. God damn it, Mike. This man got everything, but what I need. Damn it, Mike. I'm gonna figure it out. We gonna get him on here. I'm gonna tell him to download this shit. Yeah, it's not even showing up.
Fuck it.
It's all right. Fuck it. Anyways.
Back to the things that matter, man. Which is probably calling it quits, man.
47 minutes in, you want to call it quits? I mean, this was just a freestyle episode. I know a lot of people are going to be like, yo, these kids are, they're just fucking talking shit. But at the end of the day.
Yeah, this is pretty entertaining. I mean, I laughed a lot. If it sounds like shit, everybody, I'm sorry. I get a new mic. I don't know what happened to my.
You know, ironically, it doesn't sound that bad for what it is right now.
Well, we're cooking with Crisco. That's all I know.
Until we can get you like an actual setup. I mean, I dig it. You know, I listen to the podcast when we're done, like every time, and it doesn't sound bad to me at all.
No, I can't wait till we get situated. And the setup is two microphones. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It'll be just a lot like better. The in-person like, yeah, vibe. It'll be all studio shit.
Yeah, it's gonna the just the quality, the conversation, that's just gonna bring it to a different level. That's what I'm saying. That's why I appreciate everyone that's been hitting me up and supporting this far, because it just shows that once it does get quality, you know, the quality gets where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. It might just catch a little more fire and have a little bit more ears on it.
So, facts. Yeah, just bear with us. Cool. You know, we're still trying to work out the kinks, you know what I'm saying? All I got is a mixer and I'm borrowing my dad's tablet for the music and shit. So once we get situated,
to see anybody viewing it, to be honest.
Yeah, that's how I see it. I'm surprised that people are still like enjoying it and still like hanging around after I took that damn near almost 2-year hiatus. It's crazy because during that whole break, people were still listening to like my old shit, and I was like, what? Like, people are coming up like listening to like old shit, like season 3 shit. I'm like, yo, what? Like, yeah, I found you on episode 72, so I went back all the way to fucking 10. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, that's when shit, there was nothing to talk about. You don't know.
Yeah,
you're still building all that, you know what I mean? You're kind of still building the vibe.
Yeah, because like the whole first, like I want to say like the first like 3 seasons were just straight guess, and then I started.
Who came up with the name?
I did, bitch. The fuck.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. It could have been a fucking fortune cookie.
No, I there's a song. Oh my god, no, I can't remember.
There's not a song called the Can I Kick It podcast.
No, but there's a song called Can I Kick It. And no, it's not the one from Tribe Called Quest, because I get that. I get that question a lot. They're like, oh, did you name your podcast after Tribe Called Quest? I'm like, no. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. No, that wasn't it. It was another song. And I'm gonna go on my Spotify real quick. I'm not gonna play it. Nah, hell no. It's old school shit. I'm not gonna play it because I'm not trying to get my shit copy-striked.
Is it from Selly Cell?
No. Wait.
The G-Files. That's exactly who it's from.
No, it's not. That sounds like some... Yeah, it is. I don't want to sound racist. That sounds like some West Coast shit. I don't listen to West Coast shit.
Excuse me? You don't want to sound racist? It sounds West Coast? What the fuck? How is that racist?
I don't know. It sounded like some borderline shit that somebody's going to be mad about.
Yeah. Can. I don't want to sound racist, but they sound like they live on the south side of the road. Okay, well, actually, that sounded racist as fuck.
Yeah, it did.
But what you said didn't. What I said for sure did, but what you said didn't.
There's a song that's not the Tribe Called Quest song. And it's like some...
I know it. I'm scrolling, man. It's fucking... The only one is from Selly So.
Nah, bro.
Or Logic. And I know it ain't Logic.
Nah. I fucks with Logic, but I'm not that deep into it to where I'm gonna fucking... I'm gonna name my podcast after... Anyways.
Just found out Logic was black.
Yeah, his dad black as shit, bro.
I know, but he's white as shit, so it's hard to believe that. You know,
well, I mean like, look at Drake. Drake is the same thing.
He don't even have, like, curly hair. He looks like a Jewish guy.
Drake is the same way, too. Drake's daddy's black, and his mom's white.
Drake looks black, though. He's
really
yellow.
Nah, he don't look black. Nah, he ain't even yellow, bro. He's light-skinned. He looks
Spanish
sometimes.
Man, he's the same yellow boy that used to play up on the grass.
Nah, chill, bro.
That's that bar.
Bars. Wait a minute.
No, I can't. You can't do that. That's his bar. I can't.
Yeah,
take
but
it
yeah.
Like I just made that up.
I'm gonna find.
But yeah, Drake is yellow. Now he's a little creamier. You know. Now he's got some French vanilla in him.
Pause. Shit. This podcast is getting out of hand. Yeah. I can't find the song. So. Wait, let me click.
So it was based from a song? You just
It was a song. It was a song
like,
I heard.
I got to name this podcast that.
It was a song I heard. And it's not the Tribe Called Quest song, and I can't remember what it was. But I remember hearing the song, and then I kept saying it. And then when the time came to make the podcast, it's just like instantly stuck in my brain. These are two totally different times too. These aren't like the exact same times. Like I wasn't listening to the song while I was thinking about making a podcast. And then I said, I'm going to call it the Can I Kick a Podcast? So this was like two different separate times that just universally collided at that particular time. And it was weird because like when I first started the podcast, like if you go back like on my IG and like you see like season one and season two and season three, I think all the way up to like five, I had this obsession with like making different logos with different style sneakers, and like each season the sneaker would change. I thought it was cool. It was kind of corny, but I thought it was cool.
Oh yeah, nice. That's a cool conceptual idea.
Yeah, you know. Then I got deeper into like different logos, and then I actually got my own artist now overseas in Ireland that I strictly get all my artwork done for, like for my music, the podcast. Martinez Got Jokes uses him. And real cool, fucking awesome dude. And you know, we have a nickname for him, and I don't wanna sound racist again. But we call him Finn, you know, because you know, Ireland and like Finn is just like one of those names. So like me and Martinez call him Finn, like when we talk about him and shit. And, you know, he hit me up and like, yo, you think Finn will charge me a whole lot of money for like a solo logo? I'm like, nah, Finn, he got you, bro. $80 or something
what's
like that.
His, what's his name?
I don't know his real name. I know his IG name is his IG, and it's weird because it's like letters and numbers. It's I don't know, dude. I just have weird people. Maybe it's in his.
No, I feel you. It would just be funny if his name was just like Ron, or like Albert. You know what I mean? Something real normal.
Yeah, unfortunately, his name is not on there, or in his bio, but it's three N's. I think it's bands. You know, the three is the B. Like, you know, he's kind of cool like that. So it's like a 3-A-N-D-S. I think that's bands. I could be wrong. I'm going to ask him. I'm going to fucking put him on the podcast. But I think it's bands. And You know, unfortunately, he doesn't have a lot of followers or following, but his artwork is dope as shit. I've gotten all my shit done with him. Martinez got all his shit done with him. I've gave him some other people, and he does really good, clean, like cartoon comic esque kind of Boondocks kind of stylish, you know, type shit. And I always like that kind of artwork. And
yeah, it's got to be easy to do these days, though.
He's good at it. Like, you know, you gotta have some type of skill though. You're still drawing it. You know what I'm saying? Like I give him an idea, and I tell him what I want, and then 9.9 out of 10 times he nails it on the first fucking try. Like the new cover art that you guys see for the podcast, the solo logo that I have on my IG, I tell him exactly what I want, and he nails it every time. Like I sent him an email. And I wrote to him on IG, and I was like, look, take the same face that I have of the Can I Kick a Podcast logo that me and Martinez have now, and just change the font from shoelaces to a microphone. And then he's like, okay.
Like a cord to a microphone. Yeah.
So if you go look at it, it's a cord now instead of a shoelace. If you go back and you look at the old Martinez Got Jokes and mine, the kick it font is an actual shoelace, because I was still running with the little, you know, shoe thing that I had, the shoe fetish.
Yeah.
So I told him I told him that, and he sent this thing back in like 2 days, and I was like, bro, I'm done. That's it. You're good. So, and the character that he makes is usually spot on too. And I don't know if you ever noticed, and I was joking with him the other day about it. Like, if you look at my logo now, my eyebrows look like a Batman symbol. I was like, bro, my eyebrows are not that thick, bro. Why are you disgustingly trying me right now?
No, I never noticed that.
Are you looking at it right now?
No, but I'm about to.
Go look at it right now. Tell me you don't see a bat symbol.
Because there's some things I can't let slide, and that might be one of them, man.
My bad.
Are you serious right now?
No, it doesn't look like that, but now that I said it, you'll see it. Because I love it.
Oh, yeah,
regardless.
Shit.
It looks like a bad signal.
See it.
Yeah. I have thick eyebrows, so I'm not saying that I don't like it. But, I mean, when I seen it, I was like, bro, I have a bat signal up there, bro. Where is she? But shout out to my boy. I'm going to call him Finn, because I as much as work as we've done together, and as much money I sent you over there, I don't know your real name, and it's unfortunate that it's not in your bio. But if you guys ever need somebody that does artwork, that does, he could do, you know, any character. He does any kind of form, any kind of design, album, mixtape, video cover, YouTube, or whatever the case may be. Look him up on IG. It's the letter, it's the number 3 and ands, ANDZ. His logo is a 3-stripe like Adidas, but sideways. And it's my boy, man. He does custom requests. He does cover arts. He does motion covers. Cartoons, anything, you know, whatever you need, just holler at him. He does awesome work. And he's quick. He's very quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you give him a couple extra dollars, he'll push it. You know, he'll push your order up front. He'll get it to you in 2 to 3 days. Email. Everything's clean, cut. He also does, what's it called? Retakes, in case there's something wrong with it you want to change. He's usually really good about that, too. He usually gets it back to you in a couple of hours after the first email has been sent. But really good work, really cool man, really cool dude. Always answers me on IG. I'm actually gonna write him right now and tell him that I shouting him out on the podcast. I'm shouting.
Yeah, I just followed him. Everybody go follow 3andz_. Don't forget the underscore.
On the pet. Oh yeah, the underscore. Is it? Yeah, there is an underscore. I was just looking at his bio and there's no underscore. I'm shouting you out on the podcast. Much love. But real cool dude, man. Does great work, man. But other than that, I don't know what else we're going to talk about. It is 11 o'clock at night as we speak. 10 o'clock your time.
Yeah, I got no kids for the week, so I'm going to go try to make
one more. Oh, shit. No kids for a whole week?
For the rest of the fucking week.
How did you pull that off?
her parents came into town, and well, her mom and sister.
Let's go, so wifey's gonna... parents in the house, baby. Hold on, yeah. Wifey's parents in the house doing the unthinkable. Take the minions for a week so I can just hug my wife and walk around butt naked and cook scrambled eggs, baby.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a weird type of cheese that we scramble in these eggs.
Oh, okay. You know what, bro? It's about time I wrap this shit up, bro.
Oh, yeah. Hit an end button.
Oh, man. Do you want to give any, you want to give any shout-outs before we go, man?
Yeah, shout out to everybody listening to this point.
That's it. That's the only shout out you got.
Yep.
That's stale ass shout out, bro.
Hey, I'm selling shout outs. I'll shout your name out for $10.
Oh man, this man trying to get like a dollar off the podcast, bitch.
Come on, man. You know the hustle don't stop.
But yes, you guys know the slogan. If you're new here, we appreciate you. You've been rocking with us. We appreciate
you. I'll tell you what I'll never fucking do again. I will never, ever say if you made it to this point, I'll cash app you $100. Because I gave out $200.
Bro, I still don't. My cash app empty, bro. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I was here making it, bro.
You have to listen to that point.
No, I don't have to listen. I'm making
it. They earned their $100.
I'm making it. Could've gave me $10 at least, bro. Let me get an iced tea and a soda.
I gotta do IOUs.
Other than that, shout out to everybody that's made it this far. You guys already know. We'll be back. Shit, we might be back this weekend. I actually, you know what? Now that we're on the podcast, because my boy just hit me up. And where is it at? Real quick, and then we're gonna sign off. Shit, where we at? My boy David, you already know that the most biggest, I wouldn't say that because you all are pretty much the same, but like one of the biggest Dolphins fans that I know, my boy David Butcher, he's supposed to be on the podcast like 2 years ago. He just hit me up and he says, I can't wait to be a guest again. And I'm gonna talk to you this week. Maybe I can fit you in this week before Dalton comes back Friday. And then we're also going to start trying to get people on Dalton's side to come on the podcast. We still have to work out some technical issues and areas and some gray areas that obviously my expertise doesn't reach that far. But either way, we're going to get
fun
it done.
Fun fact, I grew up a street over from Butch.
Oh, so you know Dave.
Yeah, that's my big dog right there.
Oh,
that's
my dog,
that's
bro.
That's real big dog. I mean...
You see, I don't know if he still does
we
it.
We go back, like, we go back, you know.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to his cousin. We go way back. That's a real brother right there. Shout out to Butch. Shout out to his whole family.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know if he still does it. And I seen he just kind of posted about it. He was doing the card things.
Yeah, he's still doing it. He's still running
it. I'm
pretty sure he's doing good at it, too, man.
We was going through some stuff earlier this week, and I found because I had donated a couple times to do the little wheel thing. He had like a little wheel thing on stream. Boy, I thought I was bougie as hell. I dropped $10 on this shit. I got two spins. Man opened up the packs of shit. I still got the cards in my closet somewhere, bro. But he was doing the little football and baseball cards thing, and I was chilling on there for a while, chopping it up with his people and shit. So. That'll probably be a topical idea that I'll bring up and we'll talk about on here. But Dave, if you I don't know if you're gonna make it this far, but if you do make it this far and you hear this, I'm gonna drop you a message in 10 minutes and we're gonna try to set something up so we could talk shit to give Dalton something to listen to before he comes back this weekend again. And yeah, like 2 years in the making, that boy been listening to my shit since day one too. So shout out to fucking
yeah, he's trying to build something too. He's gonna build a pod and we're gonna cross platforms at one point for sure.
Yeah, shout out.
Get him on. Get him on and
we're gonna talk, Butch. We're gonna talk. We're gonna
shit.
We're gonna talk. But shout out to everybody that's been here listening. Any platform you guys listen to us on, I don't care what it is, if it's Amazon, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify. We're almost, you know what? We're almost I keep trying to end the podcast. I'm sorry, y'all. We're almost at our goal too, so we can start adding ads to our shit. So let me check the numbers real quick. Damn, where is that? Tools. No, podcast. Money.
What? We're at 7 million subscribers already? What?
Shit. Shit.
Oh, man. I'm just fucked up the commas and decimals, huh?
All right. Check me out. Everybody who's listening here that listens to us and that likes this podcast, my podcast, the segment podcast, both of our podcasts, whatever the fuck. We're at 61 out of 100. If we can get, what is that? My math is terrible. 6, 7, 8, 9. If we can get 39. Okay, there we go. I know you're good with numbers. I'm not. I'm usually losing them and you're usually gaining them. And 61 out of 100. If we can get to 100 in the next, I think I only have like maybe, it says within the last 60 days. So I think I may have maybe a week or two left before I think this little ticker counter thing might restart. I don't know. I'm new to Spotify with podcasters. I usually use Podbean. But I left Podbean because Spotify is free. And it gives me more opportunities to make money. So 39 people. Tell your moms. Tell your grandma. Tell your cousins. Tell your baby mamas. Tell your baby daddies. Tell your neighbors.
The support is free.
Yeah. All you got to do is listen to it for a minute and it counts. You know what I'm saying? But any way that you can help us reach our goal to get that 100 so we can start adding ads, so we can start getting some type of revenue. I mean, it's not a must, but it's definitely a good addition, I might add. And one more thing before I go. Your episode is at 60 downloads on Spotify, fam. So congratulations.
Damn, man.
That was the We in the Booth episode. So your debut is at 60. That's just on Spotify alone. So you're pushing probably one of the most listened to for a long time.
We're gonna keep trying to build numbers, man.
Cause even my solo episode before we came back, bitch, I only got 10. Oh.
Hey. 10's a number though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just fucking with y'all.
You took 2 years off and 10 motherfuckers wanted to hear what you had to say?
Yeah, and then
you put a wonk on that, man. Where's my meal, 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 meal?
The funny thing is, like I said, like there's more on here. Like they give you 10 episodes that have recently been listened to, and they're all over the place. Like Risey K, my boy Risey K's episode was like season like 7. The TRC episode with Mia Martinez about Logic was like season 5. Like all of these are like really old episodes. Like four people downloaded me and Angel's episode was the first episode, bro. 2 years ago. 2.5 years ago. So it's crazy, bro. Even people are going back and listening to Texaco's episode and my Welcome Back episode. And then we're just killing it with the fucking Mind Over Matter shit. But either way, it's 11:15. Go enjoy your time with the wife.
Night.
I'm gonna go enjoy my time with my wife before we go to bed. And I got good ass work in the morning. You guys know the deal. If you're new here, we appreciate you. If you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. I will see you guys maybe either sometime this week or Friday for sure. Back with another episode of the Mind Over Matter segment. And that's it. We out, baby.
Peace.
Peace.